105 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police releasing new video that shows the suspect in the Charlie Kirk murder escaping from the roof of a campus building after the shooting. Utah Department of Public Safety Commissioner Bo Mason.
As he did that, he left some palm impressions. There's some smudges, some places we're looking to collect DNA. There's a shoe imprint where we believe the suspect is clearly identified as wearing Converse tennis shoes.
So far, no arrests in the shooting. The U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis placed under lockdown on Thursday. One person hurt, according to the New York Times, a midshipman mistook an officer for a potential shooter, hit him in the head with a training weapon. They have released photos of the man they think did it, but so far there have been no arrests. Investors are hoping the Fed will use economic news that came down this week to lower interest rates at its meetings next week. 2.7% higher prices than 1 year ago. Applications for unemployment benefits also up. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. It's got lawmakers thinking about how to keep themselves and their staff in the Capitol safe. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues and, of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer, when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
The Assembly has already started its session after a summer vacation. The Senate won't begin again until October. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. This is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home and open a weekend series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Milwaukee trying to snap a three-game losing streak after being swept by the Rangers in Texas. The crew had the night off, so some of the players, including Bryce Terang, Sal Frelick, and Caleb Durbin, were at the Packers game. It was a good one. Green Bay beat the Commanders 27-18. Quarterback Jordan Love on winning two games in 4 days.
To start the season off 2-0 against two really good teams. You know, big playoff teams last year. It feels good. So couldn't have, you know, started the season off on a better note. So it's one thing that we just got to keep building on. But it feels great right now.
A setback for Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed, who suffered a broken collarbone. He's expected to be out 8 weeks. College football tomorrow, the Badgers at Alabama. Kickoff 11 a.m. The last time Wisconsin beat the Crimson Tide was November of 1928. Final score 15-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise partly sunny skies, and another spectacular September day with a high of 79. Tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible after midnight, a low near 60. On Saturday, partly sunny and warm, a high of 82. Right now, it's 57.
Matt Nair on Air.
Mr. Darren Von Rudin, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. This farm bill is supposed to be passed in 2023.
It's really frustrating that they've forgotten about small farmers. We actually pay more taxes than the billionaires do. Why are those tax dollars not coming back to the communities that pay them? Whether it's through the farm bill or it's other programs, we need to make sure that we keep fighting and let them know that we're not happy.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, federal cuts are threatening food share programs across the country, but one county in Wisconsin is working to keep them alive. Wisconsin Watch journalist Bennett Goldstein is our guest. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is Friday, September 12th, 2025. It is another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media radio network. And if you're listening instead as a podcast or through the website or watching us on social media, that counts just as much. We love having all of you here to wrap up the work week. I got a question for you, and it's actually not about last night's Packer game. It's, would you like to go to at least one more Milwaukee Brewers game? Stick around. The key word for Free Ticket Friday is coming up in less than 15 minutes. Coming up on the program today, President Trump finally approves disaster relief for flash flood victims in southeast Wisconsin, but only after telling another lie about the 2020 election. We'll talk to Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil at 6:22 about the ongoing effort to tone down the violent rhetoric in the wake of this week's political violence. We'll ask former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel at 7:22 to make it make sense. The same U.S. Supreme Court that says race cannot be a consideration for college admissions says race can be an issue in deciding whether law enforcement can pull over, harass, or even detain people they only suspect of not being citizens. We'll ask journalists Mark Jacob and Jennifer Schulze at 7:35 about the coverage of the Charlie Kirk murder, especially the double standard that accompanies the sane washing taking place about Kirk's place in American political discourse. Just after 8 a.m., we're going to ask Dr. Kristen Lyerly about not a doctor, Robert Kennedy Jr., and the misinformation he's spreading about autism and Tylenol. And Mike Clemens will help us review last night's Packers win over Washington, 27-18. A great game, but comes with at least one noteworthy injury as well. Along the way, of course, you can follow us in the comment sections on Facebook and YouTube for Up North News or for Civic Media. Put something there, a question or a comment. We may pop it up on screen and respond to it. And of course, the best way to get in touch with us is through the Civic Media app. And there, it's got a text feature. And it also has a voice note feature where you can just hit voice note and record us a little message. And again, as always, if you heard everything there and you know you're not going to get to it this morning, catch it over the weekend by subscribing to us as a podcast. Head over to Spotify. And as long as you're online at that point, you should also sign up for our Up North News newsletters. There's a daily one that our new newsletter editor, Ellie, is putting together, and then a Sunday morning one with a focus on Wisconsin politics. Ellie's newsletter today includes stories on Wisconsin breweries and beer gardens that welcome dogs, if you want to take your pup for a pint, and nine of Wisconsin's prettiest autumn drives. It is definitely time to start thinking about where you want to go on the weekend if you get some free time and maybe you want to do a little road tripping. So again, sign up for that in our newsletter over at upnorthnewswi.com. Down to Madison we go. In Studio A2, we find Parker Olson, who, like a lot of us, stayed up a little bit past our bedtime. But by and large, it was worth it, Mr. Olson. Would you agree?
Oh, I would definitely agree. It was a good cause, supporting the Packers. It always is a good cause. You have to support your Packers. This is why we're fans, Pat.
Your support can sometimes get to be a little emotional, and that's why I would like to have, for everybody's benefit, a dramatic reinterpretation. If you could go back in time about 5-6 minutes or so, when you heard off air that when Jaden Reed went down with that injury in the end zone, you did not know until 5 minutes ago. No. He broke his collarbone.
No, I didn't. I was unaware. I'm still sad. This is not good. But we don't have a wide receiver. We don't have wide receiver one. We don't have a – so it doesn't – I don't think it matters that much for the team, but it is obviously nice. I like Jaden Reed.
Jaden Reed's great. Yeah. But the I'm not – I don't know. I was going to say the hero of the game, the surprise of the game, the breakout of the game, tight end Tucker Kraft.
Okay.
Holy cow. He's good.
Tucker Kraft is quite possibly my favorite football player of all time. Mm-hmm. He just like kind of epitomizes what I think of football, like good football. Because when I think football, I think very Midwestern. I think like down and dirty, run the ball, tight end, big tight ends blocking. But he can catch too, which is really mm-hmm. cool. And he's just so fun. Isn't he awesome?
Oh my he is. And the thing is, and again, I'm not doing fantasy football this year. I've done it in the past. So I know that one of the difficult things is it's one thing to have your quarterback and who's going to be your wide receiver, who's going to be your running back. Yeah. Tight ends are a little tougher deal because they're a combination of players, basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you get the maybe two, maybe three good ones on the team, you know, you're doing okay. But beyond that, it's tough. So anybody who has Tucker Kraft and then started him yesterday, they're happy campers because he had quite the breakout performance.
Unlike I, who started Matthew Golden, who had a whopping 1.5 points. I'm happy I drafted him. I probably shouldn't be starting him, though.
It was, I want to say it was a good thing that Jordan Love tried to go deep as often as he did. He's got a cannon.
Yeah.
It's just that a lot of them weren't connecting, but at no point was I looking going, oh, he's off the mark or the receivers are off the mark. Yeah. There was some good pass defense by Washington last night.
Yeah, true too. Packers defense though was absolutely incredible. They haven't given up 100 yards total yet rushing. I think it was 51 to the Lions and 46 last night to the Commanders. And Keyshawn Nixon had 5 pass breakups last night. That's ridiculous.
Yes. Yep. And, you know, the Commanders quarterback, Jaden Daniels, he's really good. He was surprisingly good last year, his first year as a starter. And so it actually was a pretty big deal that the pass rush kept his numbers unusually low. Mm-hmm. And so again, it all finished with a 27-18 win. We'll have more to say about it throughout the course of the morning here. But the other thing to know is that the Packers now, they will not be playing this Sunday, obviously. So get out and about if you got to do anything, because the Packers now have 9 days off before the next game.
The mini bye.
It'll be Sunday, September 21st at Cleveland, and a noon start. And you can hear it across several Civic Media radio stations.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
My uncle is a Browns fan.
Oh, well. Will you watch the game together?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
All right. You've also got the Wisconsin Badgers football team in Alabama for the first time, playing tomorrow. Kickoff at 11, pregame at 9 on Civic Media stations in Richland Center, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, and Ripon. And I heard Mike Clemens saying before, you know, it's been a long time since the Badgers beat Alabama, 1928. Well, I looked it up, and I mean, the teams have only played twice before. You know, there was the first game in Madison, 1928. The Badgers win 15-0. And the other was in 2015 at AT&T Stadium, home of the Dallas Cowboys, when Alabama beat Wisconsin 35-17. So not a deep history.
No, which is, you know what? That's what I want, though, that this shouldn't be a game that happens very often.
especially when the Badgers are like big time underdogs, but that could make the game that much more fun to watch and or listen to. And the Brewers were off yesterday. They will be taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. Coverage begins tonight at 6:35 on stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and Hayward. So what do you say we just get to that free ticket Friday keyword right about now?
That's a good catch. We should do that.
All right. So the deal on Free Ticket Friday is pretty simple. Use that Civic Media app. Call up one of the stations where you hear the show. Use the text feature. Text us a keyword and then do it again throughout the course of the day. Different keywords on different shows. And then among all those statewide entries, one will be plucked out to win four great seats to a specific Brewers game. For today, the tickets are for the game next Thursday night against the Anaheim Angels. All right. So you got to be able to go to that game next Thursday night. You got to be able to get and use electronic tickets on your phone. And if that all applies to you, the keyword until 9 o'clock this morning is catch, C-A-T-C-H, catch, like catch a ball. Catch is the keyword between now and nine. You can start texting that in and then listen to more keywords throughout the course of the day for your chance to win on this free ticket Friday. Okay, as mentioned, President Donald Trump was very full of himself yesterday, putting out word on his tiny social media account that he had graciously agreed to something like $30 million in emergency disaster relief for flash flood victims in southeast Wisconsin. That's a good thing. It provides certainty for people who have been putting off getting bids and making plans for fixing the damage because thousands of homes were affected by the flash flooding. But of course, he couldn't just leave it at that. It included a line in his tweet about, you know, that Wisconsin, we won big there in 2016, 2020, and 2024, and I'm happy to deliver for the state of Wisconsin. You didn't win in 2020. Again, he's still putting the big lie out there. But at least the funding has been okay. Another note that I wanted to pass along actually comes out of Brazil, where a panel of Supreme Court justices sentenced the former president, Jair Bolsonaro, to 27 years in prison Thursday after convicting him of attempting a coup to remain in office despite his 2022 electoral defeat. Bolsonaro was an army captain who became the country's first right-wing president and has always denied any wrongdoing. He can try to appeal the ruling of the five justices to all 11 justices. He's currently under house arrest. Bolsonaro was convicted on charges of attempting to use the military to kill his rival who defeated him in that 2022 election. That would be the current president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Bolsonaro's co-conspirators, three generals and an admiral, were also sentenced for their roles. So because Bolsonaro was a right-winger who would use the military for personal power, you can see where this is going with our own president who attempted a coup, right? Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the administration, quote, will respond accordingly to this witch hunt. And Trump has already applied a 50% tariff on imported Brazilian goods, which it said was in reaction to the process against Bolsonaro. So they're basically admitting that your prices are going to go up for any Brazilian goods for personal and political spite. Is this some abstract thing for Wisconsin? Not if you grow soybeans or have anything to do with a bunch of other exports. Because Trump's made-up trade war with China means, as we learned yesterday from Sean O'Malley talking about your money in the markets, China has not yet placed a single order for U.S. soybeans this season. They bought billions of dollars worth last year. Where's China going for those soybeans? Yeah, Brazil. One of the four justices who voted to convict yesterday said Bolsonaro was the instigator, the leader of an organization that orchestrated every possible move to maintain or seize power. Don't doubt for a moment that their inspiration came from watching Trump less than 2 years earlier orchestrate and instigate an attempted coup with fake electors, undermining election credibility, trying to strong-arm state officials to falsify election results, flood the courts with meritless lawsuits, and when all that failed, summon a mob, that included Derek Van Orden, and whip it into a violent frenzy. It fell short. Bolsonaro came a little bit closer. Now, in the good old days, you could understandably say, well, the Brazil case is different in that he plotted to kill his opponent, except that Trump has now appointed Supreme Court justices who were literally asking if he could use SEAL Team 6 to kill an opponent, and they answered, sure, why not, so long as he feels it's part of his official duties. So the lesson to draw is simple. Voters can restore a democracy and defeat authoritarians, but expect resistance again. And so this time, be ready to defend our government and our democracy with real consequences for anyone who tries to plot the next coup against our nation. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on The Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now on this Friday morning, and Courier Newsroom's national political editor Kia Vakil is with us now. Kia, how are you today?
I'm all right, Pat.
As can be expected, basically. Yeah, right?
You know, my brain's in about 11 million different places, but you know, doing all right.
Yeah, for folks that don't follow regularly, Kia is as national political editor. He sees a lot of the copy that's written and the videos that are put out by all of the various state-based outlets of Courier Newsroom. Up North News is one of them. And so not only is he seeing all of the events of the week through a state lens, but he's seen multiple versions of them. And Kia, I know one of the themes that we have talked about behind the scenes here is about toning down the rhetoric, which, yes, in Wisconsin, we've acknowledged is a little tougher because of the language of Congressman Derek Van Orden. But setting that aside, I feel like by and large, much of the nation remains unified behind the notion of don't take an already volatile situation and make it worse with politics right now.
Yeah, I think if you went out and surveyed 100 people in person, you'd probably get 80-90% agreement on that. I think the problem is like online is a different story because the social media algorithms that, you know, have been created to just bring out the worst in people, and then amplify that to everyone, really suggest otherwise. They suggest that everyone in the whole country on the right and even some on the left are frothing at the mouth right now and are celebrating this and are jazzed and think, you know, by celebrating this, we mean, you know, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, obviously. And
right.
it's, I tend to think, you know, this is an instance where the reaction online is not at all mirrored by what most people believe, you know, in their day-to-day life and people who aren't terminally online. But yeah, it's, I think we've seen most elected officials, certainly every Democratic elected official I've seen has condemned this and, you know, called for toning down the rhetoric and less, no political violence. I've seen a lot of Republicans do the same, not all. You know, we have a man in the White House who has already tried to pin this on the radical left, even though we have literally no information about who the shooter is. Regardless, assassinating someone for their political beliefs is not a thing that we want to see happen in the U.S. I don't agree with Charlie. I didn't agree with Charlie Kirk on much of anything, maybe not anything at all. But watching, and I made the mistake of watching the video, and it was horrific. And it does not lead anywhere good to have these sorts of things happen to conservatives, liberals, anyone, frankly. And to have the handful of lawmakers or activists or just fringe accounts online fueling hate and division and calling for war or revenge is terrifying. You know, Derek Van Orden, you mentioned, he's been one of the more egregious ones I've seen. And, you know, we're reporters. He clearly does not like us. He does not like Democrats. He does not like trans people. There's a whole lot of people he doesn't like, and he's tried to blame this on. And there's one person who deserves blame, and it's the person who shot Charlie Kirk. And, you know, it's just a really sad state of affairs that this is where we are. Just like it was sad when Melissa Horton got killed in Minnesota a couple months ago. And Governor Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania, the governor's residence was firebombed in the spring. And it's a little terrifying. It feels like we're going through a period of time where political violence is normalized. And, you know, again, I agree with Charlie Kirk on nothing. He did not deserve to get shot in the neck and get killed that way. No one deserves that. It's just terrifying that that's where we are as a body politic right now.
I'm sure I'm going to bring this up in just over an hour with our Week in Review panel when we talk about media coverage. But one thing I want to put out there, social media-wise, and we refer to Twitter, now X, as a dumpster fire, and so much of social media can be garbage. But I have always said from the very beginning that these sites, YouTube and others, have to and must do a better job of guarding against graphic footage being shared so readily. That was my first exposure to it, was the what's called the auto roll feature, so that as you're scrolling down through your feed, there's the video right there, not an option, not a warning screen or anything like that. And I hear these companies say, well, we're too big, we can't possibly do that. Well, then there's something wrong here that needs to be fixed. I know people like instant gratification on media, but our whole role as journalists, you know, is in part gatekeeper to say this is too graphic to share, for example. And so I'm using up your time on my soapbox, but when you talked about seeing it, same here given no option one way or the other.
Yeah. And I wish I hadn't seen it. I've replayed it in my head a lot of times today. It's not the first clip of someone being killed I've seen on X, unfortunately. There's no shortage of those clips over the last several years. They're all horrifying. Every one of them feels like it chips away at our humanity a little bit. Whether it's someone I like or agree with or know or don't know, it's all horrifying. And yeah, I think these companies just in every single way are just catastrophically responsible for a lot of where we're at politically. A lot of politicians are as well, but you know, I think the way we just treat human life with such callous disregard at this point, a lot of it can be tied to social media and both what it incentivizes and then what it amplifies to people, especially in moments like this.
It really, again, comes down to something that we've been talking about since the start of Courier Newsroom and Up North News, and that is looking for those trusted sources, fact-based, credible, and frankly, folks who aren't going to put that kind of stuff right in front of you. There are other ways to inform without having to use shock value. And we are very fortunate to have you amongst others as our editors to keep us on the straight and normal for that path. Kiev Akil, Career Newsroom's national political editor. Thanks for the visit. I hope you have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too, Pat.
Back with today's history lesson in just a moment. You're up north.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You may already be seeing some holiday decorations at the store, but guess what? We're not seeing holiday impacts on the marketplace yet. I'm Pierre Bianchi, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Ryan Yonkman, vice president of EverAg, says right now when it comes to the dairy complex, we're missing some of those seasonal buyers, those folks that are in the marketplace buying things like cheese for cheese boxes coming up during the holidays. He said it may come, but right now it's missing.
And I'll be the first to own. I got egg on my face right now. This is very typically a time of year where I like to leave a section of milk open to see what can happen. This is our prime time for all the reasons you just stated. And in the moment of now, to our dismay, it hasn't mattered. We've done nothing but break, which is fairly telling about the supply situation and probably more importantly, the lack of interested buyers during this demand season. Now, that said, it's early September. That window is still probably another 30 days out of all these holiday orders needing to come to fruition.
Ryan Yonkman, vice president of EverAg, and that seasonal demand missing means that markets were down again yesterday in Chicago. Barrel cheese dropped another 4 cents to 163.5. 40-pound block cheese was down 5.25 cents to 162. Double A butter on Thursday down 3.75 cents, 192.75 a pound. What's happening on a Friday morning? Well, those numbers are next.
You can't do the same thing and expect different results. So here's some advice. Change the seed and you'll change the game. Zitavo soybean seed is the seed you've always wanted. It's been tested again and again, going through at least 12 quality control protocols because 11 wasn't enough. All to ensure that you get consistent performance from every seed that can pay off with better soybean yield. Zitavo soybean seed is ready to raise the bar for soybeans. Are you? Learn more at xitavosoybeanseed.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Farmers and ranchers across the country trust Can-Am because of how they build, support, and stand behind their machines. Now they're backing that trust with even more. Get 24 months of coverage when you purchase select Defender and Outlander models through the Can-Am Agricultural and Business Program. That's how confident they are in the durability of their units. That's not all. You also get a rebate up to $3,500. Give your fleet the upgrade it deserves. Visit the Can-Am website to learn more about the program. Offer ends October 31st. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
This morning in overnight trade, right now we've got December corn unchanged at 419. March corn unchanged 437. November beans down a penny, currently at 1033. December wheat's unchanged at 521. July new crop unchanged, 558. Right now, October class 3 milk that goes into cheese, that's down 2 cents, 1630. November this morning stands 1625 a hundredweight. I'm PM Yonke.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise partly sunny skies and another spectacular September day with a high of 79. Tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible after midnight, a low near 60. On Saturday, partly sunny and warm, a high of 82. Right now, it's 57.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
James Santel joining me. Donald Trump just flat out threatening Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
A lot of people apparently, Maggie, in high places in government engaging in mortgage fraud, including Adam Schiff and Letitia James, and now Commissioner Cook as well. The Federal Reserve is created independent of politics, preventing exactly this kind of thing from happening. This is the instability that causes economic crisis.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'll be on a covert operation. But we've put together a Best of Green Bay show featuring Dan Markist, Eric Westfall, and Laura McKenna. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Midnight.
You know, there's admittedly not a lot of female artists that fit right there on the Yacht Rock playlist, but Maria Muldaur, right there with something like How Smooth is Midnight at the Oasis. Maria Muldaur has a birthday today. She turns 83 years old today. Welcome to today's history lesson on a Yacht Rock Friday, where we cannot set sail, as the Kreitlow Yacht Rock pontoon does every Friday here on A Sea of Sarcasm, without Greg Bach joining us as well. Mr. Bach, good morning.
Hello, everybody. I'm in charge of poop deck.
How are you? Did you stay up late for the whole game?
I stayed up late for none of the game. I went to bed very early because yesterday was a very long day, and then I came home, mm-hmm. and one of the, I'll bring it up again. One of the things about using the CPAP now is yes. when you do fall asleep on the couch, it's no longer like, oh, God. It's like, no, I'm actually just really tired. I need to go to bed.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Yeah. Well, you got to get that rest where you can. And mm-hmm. I'm always thankful when the Packers get comfortably to a point, as they did early in the fourth quarter,
yeah.
where it's like, all right, this is looking good. And if they blow this, I don't want to be awake to watch it anyway. I'll just see it in the morning. So it worked out all right. Yeah. Let's see. Today's history lesson includes the Constitutional Convention. This day in 1787 is when Delegate George Mason suggested adding a Bill of Rights to the Constitution, but the motion was defeated. They later became the first 10 amendments to the Constitution 4 years later. All right, yes, Mr. Bach.
I was going to say, Pat, really quick, fun fact.
Yes.
The word amendment comes mm-hmm. from the word amend, which means to change, which means you can change the Constitution if you wanted to. I'm just putting that out there. Fun fact, English.
Yes, we really could. Oh, well-regulated militia. Yeah, okay. So we're getting to the part of the history lesson now here in mid-September with a lot of TV premieres. And, you know, you don't have the catchy theme song so much as you do, you know, or did back in the olden days, like this iconic theme from a show that premiered on NBC this day in 1959.
Yeah.
Bonanza premiered on September 12th, 1959. It was the first regularly scheduled TV program presented in color. And again, we make so much of this about generations, but...
Hold on. Don't get that look, Parker, looking off into the middle distance. Like,
that's the one.
What did you have? Did you just look at drawings upon the screen back in the day? How did you take in your television entertainment?
They must have had to read the newspaper to be entertained.
Nobody tell Parker about the days when only radio was the medium of entertainment.
Yes, and then we went from black and white to color, but we see that still in, you just talked about watching Hogan's Heroes, and the first season was in black and white. The first season of Gilligan's Island was in black and white, so you can always see where the dividing line is for all these. Why the Flintstones were in black and white initially, I don't know. That one doesn't seem to make sense to me. But
they ran out of pencils.
Yes. Bonanza, anyway, was set in the 1860s and centered on the wealthy Cartwright family who lived in the vicinity of Virginia City, Nevada, bordering Lake Tahoe. You probably know it better as Yellowstone. They just added more sex and violence later.
The Duttons before the Duttons. So Bonanza is another Yellowstone prequel series.
Yes, it's a, that Taylor Sheridan. I mean, knew what he was doing. You know, his
60-year-old white man around the country, like, I knew it.
I can't see Hassan Little Joe saying, you know, take him to the train station. It just doesn't work that way. Another premiere. Let's move up to 1966. This was another NBC premiere and a theme everybody knows.
Here we come, walk down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys.
So there was the four actors chosen to portray a pop band based on the Beatles. Mm-hmm. While the Monkees are a fictional band, they did become very real and eventually played on their own recordings, but not in the beginning. It was studio musicians mm-hmm. prior to that.
And legendary songwriters writing for them, too, including Neil Sedaka, Carole King, Neil Diamond.
Yes.
And fun fact, and I've mentioned this before, it was the first concert I ever went to in 1986 for the Monkees' 20th anniversary tour.
Ooh.
With a little-known artist, up and coming. No one, he's kind of faded into the distance as in the past, like, 10 years. Mm-hmm. Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, never heard of him.
Yeah.
Alicia puts on YouTube, and Little Joe would later go on to become Pa Ingles. Yes.
He just really stuck in that old day. Like, he's like, just... Cast me in anything in the 19th century. That's my sweet spot.
Yep. Hey, it worked. One more premiere to talk about. Taxi premiered on ABC this day in 1978. Oh, I struck a nerve with Greg.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this an Oh, I Love Taxi or an Oh, I Feel Old?
Are we going to play the theme?
I didn't cue it up. No, sorry.
That's fine. I believe that Taxi has the greatest theme song ever. Like, Barney really? Miller is great.
We had this fight last year, Greg. Oh, I'm sorry. Taxi had the worst TV theme ever. There was nothing about it that sounded like a comedy. It was like you were expecting, you know, the cast of you know, some other serious drama show to come in. Now like here's where Greg tells me I'm wrong.
Yeah. Like The Bear or something. I don't know.
I
don't know why, like, you just can't find nuance in things and, like, art and the fact that a New York taxi cab driver in the 70s, that was hard work, man.
It was.
That was hard work. And then you came to your little space and you found joy and levity, but you still had to go back into the cold world mm-hmm. and deal with people. I think that theme song is perfect.
I have the theme song if we would like.
Bring it. I would make a request.
Okay. Oh. Go for it.
Sorry. I didn't know this video was going to be like, oh my God, why is it telling me that? Okay, come on.
Yeah,
come
technical
on.
Difficulties. I love it. I don't miss this part. Yes.
It's a recorder.
Wait for the lo-fi 70s funk to kick in.
Yes.
Come on.
I mean, this is great for on the yacht, but a 70s taxi cab, it just didn't do it for me. I like the range of opinions on this show.
Less recorder, and you're good with it, Pat?
Parker, mute your mic. No one wants you. No one wants to hear this. I don't need two against one.
All
right,
guys. Well, you guys have fun playing this music yourself. I'm out of here.
Come back, Parker. We missed you already.
On this day in 1962, President Kennedy delivered at Rice University the infamous "We Choose to Go to the Moon" speech. Nailed that one by 1969. Let's see. This is the anniversary of the birth of Barry White, born this day in 1944. See, now, Greg will do a lot of Michael McDonald impressions. I didn't know if you were going to go down for Barry or not and go get that.
I feel like unless you can really nail that voice, anything less than peak Barry White is disrespectful.
But you
meanwhile,
know,
I'm like, I just talk about it in the world. Yeah.
But you know, the one good thing about getting a head cold, if you get the kind of head cold that brings your voice way down, when you can do the Barry White, only when you're sick and you're like, how come I can't make my voice do this when I'm healthy? Well, you just can't. So
I'll do my Barry White impressions at 5:30 in the morning for about 12 minutes. Then I have to move on.
That's your warm-up for the day.
See, brand new commenter on YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Leaf going, if that hadn't been used in Taxi, it would have been the intro to a soft porn movie on early Cinemax. Leaf, off the top rope!
And you know what? That film, yes, I said film.
film, yes.
Would be respected for that. It's a bold choice.
Leaf, that was beautiful. God. Thank you. The late Neil Peart, drummer for Rush, was born this day in 1952. Singer-songwriter Ben Folds is 59 years old today. Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland turns 51 years old today. Got that kind of, if you took Reba McEntire and exaggerated it a little bit and like almost too much, she almost gets so far.
If you made Reba McEntire stay up real late and record.
Yes, exactly. Let's see. Emmy Rossum, actress, you know her from Shameless. She's 39 years old today. On this day in 1910, the country's first known female police officer, Alice Wells, was appointed by the LAPD. Again, that was this day back in 1910.
Woke.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Jennifer Hudson. She turns 44 years old today. Well, I don't like leaving under your spotlight. We've got Sydney Sweeney, who turns 28 years old today and has a new movie out today where she portrays a boxer. Let's see. Singer Kelsey Ballerini has a birthday today. She is 32. Oh, let's see. On the National Day calendar, this is Chocolate Milkshake Day.
Oh.
Approve.
Oh.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't had a good old-fashioned chocolate milkshake. I mean, I'll get one at McDonald's, nothing against them or anything, but you know the kind I'm talking about where it's really rich and chocolatey.
The key is when they bring the steel can and pour it into syrup. The glass cup.
Oh, yes, the canister. Yes.
Yeah, the canister, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
The way they used to do it, there used to be all these ice cream places like Bridgman's and Farrell's and other places like that, and we don't have a good ice cream joint like the way that we used to in a lot of places.
And I think we've had this discussion before too. If there was one that would be open, actually, there's a nice place in Racine actually down here downtown.
There's some here in Chippewa Falls. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. But if nowadays, if that happened, it would just be a bougie, expensive deconstruction of a vanilla milkshake. That's $14.
Yeah. Yes, there is that. I know. Let's see. This is National Day of Encouragement. So,
Parker, go for it.
There you go. There's your encouragement for the day. It is, of course, National Policewoman Day. It's International Stand Up to Cancer Day. And then the one I wanted to pick Greg's brain on is this is National Video Game Day.
Yes.
And not for any particular reason. So it really should have been yesterday when we were talking about the Atari 2600.
Oh.
So now we get a call back to yesterday's conversation, drag Greg into it, whether he wants to or not. What was your history on video game consoles?
Disappointing, things? Pat, I must say. To this day, I feel very left out of the game. We had Atari, we had Coleco, we had Nintendo, and that was it. I mean, I have a PS3 at home. We never play it. I just don't have video games. Went from Super Mario Brothers, where I could solve it in like an hour, to now it's like games require 50 hours, 10 to 100 hours of play. I'm like, who can do that?
It's Pac-Man. It was so simple. You could be dead within Pong. 60 seconds. Pong. That's a real video game there.
Yeah.
Greg Bach is with us here. And in our next hour, we will, of course, have our Week in Review panel. Live from the lake, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News, here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
as Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Buzz of the North is now your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
And he struck him out swinging. Went right back to that sinker and strikes out Iglesias to strand the Mets with the bases loaded.
The Buzz of the North.
Fly ball, right field. It is deep. It is gone! We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH, the Buzz of the North.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. The seventh grade group of the A environmental education class will be going to Wild Rising. This is the Sullen Springs seventh grade group. They are heading out today at 9 o'clock. The seventh grade group of the environmental education class will be doing some wild rising in the Sullen Springs School District. Otherwise, at 9 o'clock, open play for the Northwest Connection Family Resources. They are located at 15896 West 3rd Street here in Hayward. Come and join friends or make some new ones while playing with your kids in the children's environmental area. A snack will be provided, again from 9 till 11 this morning. Open play at the Northwest Connection Family Resource Facility. At 10 o'clock, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be opening up at the Spider Lake Youth Center on Highway 2777 here in Hayward. They have lots of meat and produce, and everyone's encouraged to get food from this program, regardless of your financial situation. Again, the Spider Lake Youth Center is located at 11255 Highway 77, just north of the Hayward Hospital, on the left-hand side. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be opening up for food distribution starting at 10 o'clock until 3 this afternoon. And don't forget the tailgate party happening at 5 o'clock out at the Hayward High School. This is just before the border battle between Hayward and Spooner's game at 7 o'clock. Again, this is a home game for Hayward. Spooner is the guest for this border battle. So join the tailgate party and recognizing veterans and law enforcement on the appreciation night for the Hayward Football Booster Club starting at 5 o'clock. And Eddie's on Third will be providing the food. And again, the 7 o'clock kickoff for Hayward against Spooner at the Hayward High School football field. Also at 7 o'clock, the Solon Springs team will be out at Northwood High School for their football game. And Barron Schools will be out at Bloomer Middle School at 7 o'clock for their football game. At 9 a.m. on Saturday, September 13th, the Barron Girls Varsity Volleyball team will be out at Osceola High School. The Girls Volleyball Varsity team for Spooner will also be at Shell Lake at 9 a.m. The Snow Trails Snowmobile Club is going to have a meet and greet event starting at 10 a.m. at the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau facility. Come meet their wonderful events committee members and find out more about what they do or consider joining the committee. Stop in for refreshments and a chance to win a $25 gift card from Snow Trails. Again, Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau, a meet and greet of the Snow Trails Snowmobile Club Events Committee. The Big Shawamigan MTB Festival starting at 6 a.m. on Saturday. A 40-mile race begins at the top of the end of Main Street in Hayward around 10 o'clock, and then they traverse through the wooded and hilly terrain to end at the American Birkebeiner Trailhead in Cable, Wisconsin. See all that information at the checkmtb.com website. That's checkmtb.com for all that information. The streets of Hayward are going to be all filled with spectators and watching those bikes starting off down Main Street. At 10:30, there's a rock painting event happening at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library. All ages are invited to paint rocks with us and add on to the Rocco, our rock snake. Drop in anytime between 10:30 and 12 o'clock. We provide all the supplies, but you are free to bring your own rocks if you prefer. And if you have any extra paintable rocks, bring them along as well to share with other people. Again, rock painting starting at 10:30 on Saturday the 13th at the Hayward Library. The 5th annual Oktoberfest, sponsored by the Hayward Lions Club, will be happening at 11 o'clock at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds. Join in for the Oktoberfest. Lots of food, activities, arts and craft vendors happening, events for the whole family. Only a $5 charge for those 21 and older. 13 to 20-year-olds is $3, and 12 and under is free, and there's free parking. More information is available at the website haywardoktoberfest.com. Again, Saturday the 13th from 11 until 7, the 5th annual Oktoberfest at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds. At the lot at 12 o'clock on Saturday, they are hosting a cribbage tournament. And lots of people usually sign up for that, so it's a big, fun event. Registration starts at 12. The event starts at 1 o'clock, and there's a $5 buy-in, winner-take-all. Again, this is happening at the lot right across the street here from WHSM at 10597 Kansas Avenue, starting at 12 o'clock, a cribbage tournament at the lot. A St. Croix fly rod demo day is happening at the Hayward Fly Fishing Company. They are located at 15849 West 2nd Street, downtown Hayward. Come test all the St. Croix fly rods currently in production and like the newly released Legend Elite, as well as a few other models that will be released, including the Tannic Bass and the Tannic Muskie. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
Is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police still looking for the gunman in the shooting of activist Charlie Kirk. The FBI has released photos of the man they think was responsible and videos showing a man running on the roof of a campus building and jumping off after the single gunshot was fired. ABC's Morgan Norwood has more on the aftermath.
Amid outrage over graphic videos online, TikTok now vowing to remove images of Kirk's shooting. While in Arizona, Charlie Kirk's widow returning home with her husband's body, escorted by Vice President J.D. Vance, who described Kirk as a true friend.
The number of people applying for unemployment benefits has jumped to the highest level in nearly 4 years. Consumer prices up nearly 3% from last year at this time. Mortgage rates, however, dropping in anticipation of an interest rate cut next week. France has deployed fighter jets to Poland, the U.K. announcing new sanctions against Russia following the deployment of those drones over Polish airspace earlier this week.